on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? It's another edition of the YokeCast podcast as we fire up week number three of the podcast and we get ready for week two in football and volleyball. We continue with soccer, cross country gets underway this week. Golf is underway this week. We're here. The seasons are here. Coyote Athletics certainly in full swing right now. Coming up in the podcast today, we'll get you a preview of the Lamar Cardinals with Harold Mann. He's the voice of the Cardinals. Does their radio broadcast, was in Vermilion a couple of years ago for that matchup. And we will talk to Amanda Lotion, who, of course, is on the volleyball team, a junior middle blocker. Her sister came to USD. She came to USD and now continues to be a contributor for Coyote Volleyball. So we've got a lot coming up here in the podcast today. We'll talk volleyball and football. Congratulations out to the Coyote men's golf team. They opened a fall season with a runner-up finish. They were in New York with that runner-up finish and got it done and finished just behind the host, but outside of that, played really, really well in their first event of the fall. So congratulations to men's golf on the start to the season, and we'll look forward to seeing how things continue to progress for them throughout the course of the year. Coyote women's golf also opened up their season this week with an event in Fargo. You can see all the results at goyotes.com. All right, let's get it started this week with Amanda Lotion. She is a junior middle blocker for the Coyote volleyball team from Omaha, Nebraska.
Amanda, you get the season started last week, three matches at the Montana State Tournament. Talk about just the build-up to the season, and I know you're always itching to go in match number one, just to finally play against somebody else.
Yeah, we have been competing really hard for like 3 or 4 weeks of preseason, and we were super excited to play a really strong Oregon team as our first game, so it was nice to get it started with a really competitive game, and I think we competed really hard in that game. Obviously, it didn't go away, but we were excited to see somewhere else across the net, and yeah.
Overall, a good weekend for the team, going 2-1. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we want to win them all, but 2-1's a good start to the weekend, and for you personally, double-digit kills in a couple of those matches. How do you feel to get out there and just contribute in a good way and feel good about getting on the floor?
Yeah, no, it was really fun. We, like I said, we competed really hard against Oregon. They're a really strong team. They had a couple really good hitters, and it was fun to scrap around and have really strong defense against them, and there were a couple really long rallies in that game, and we were proud walking away with how we played. And then going into Montana State, it was kind of, obviously we didn't want to go to five, but I think it was good for us to get a five set win under our belts and just have that confidence if we go into another five set match later in the season. And then Prairie View, we got it done in three, which was really nice. And it's been super great to play with these girls. We have worked a lot on building each other up and giving each other confidence, and I think that's what they did for me this weekend, so that was super great.
Coaches talked a lot leading up to the season about the depth of this team. Mm-hmm. After competing with this group for three matches, what's your takeaway from the opening weekend?
Yeah, I think our depth is really strong. I think it showed, especially like Leanne talked about how we weren't really rattled playing against Oregon, and I think that shows that every day we are pushed and we're competing really hard for our spots every day. So we like experience that stress in practice, so it's not as much of a stressor in games. So I think that shows how much depth we have, that we are constantly pushing each other to be better every day in practice. And I think a lot of people stepped up this weekend and we got to use our depth, and that's super awesome. And I think it'll be continuing a factor going on this season.
Sometimes when there's a lot of depth and a lot of competition for spots, it can force athletes to maybe try to do too much. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes will tilt your game the wrong direction. How do you try to compartmentalize all of that and just go out and play to the level that you know you're capable of?
Yeah. This season we've talked a lot about being fearless. So I think just being fearless and not worrying about like, oh, am I going to mess up? But just like having confidence in yourself. And I think also our teammates do a really good job of uplifting each other. And even if someone's in your role, I think we do a really good job of just cheering each other on and like hoping for the best for each one of us and the better of the team. So I think that's really important.
You've been in the program now for a few years, and at times you've had to remain patient for opportunities and things like that. What have you worked on to try to continue to put yourself in the best position to get on the floor? And when you do get those opportunities, do like this weekend and make the most of them.
Yeah, I think just like working really hard every day in practice and competing for my spot every day and trying to be the best version of myself every day. And whether that's, you know, 95% of my 100%, but whatever I can give that day and trying to give to my teammates and ultimately just trying to be better for the team. And how can we, how can I contribute to make the team the most successful we can be? So
I've talked to Coach Williamson about this, but from a player perspective, the foreign tour, describe it. What was that experience like?
Yeah, I think that trip was super special for our group. I think it helped us in a lot of ways from the standpoint of getting 10 practices before we went and getting that time with the coaches early on that a lot of other programs don't get, but also being able to create those relationships with the newcomers and having five freshmen and a transfer, a couple transfers. I think it was super awesome to be able to not only play with them, but also just like hang out with them and get to know them. And I think it shows that we're super close as a team now. And that trip was obviously like a great experience, but it just created so many meaningful relationships as well. So
when you're on that trip, what's the highlight? I mean, obviously you play some matches and that's a big part of it, but I'm sure the sightseeing was important. What was the highlight for you?
Yeah, I think just being able to build relationships with everyone on the team. We kind of split off into different groups and we would explore different areas of each city, and we were able to do that with different people every day. So that was super awesome. And like you said, just sightseeing and being able to explore, like a lot of us had never been overseas, so that was super cool for us. And it was just a really great opportunity in general.
You talk about this team being close, and that has been the same message the last several years of this program. Why does it continue to be a group that remains close on and off the floor?
Yeah, I mean, I think it helps us a lot. Obviously, in games, it shows when we can uplift each other and when we can lean on each other when we're struggling, but also it makes it way more fun. We have a lot of fun in practice. We have a lot of fun traveling, and we just like enjoy spending time with each other. And I think that that's a really big part of it. And I think that yes, it's about winning and losing, but it's also like about the memories and the friendships that you make. So I think that's super cool that we have such a tight group.
You look at last season, and throughout the course of the year, it didn't always go the way that this team wanted it to go, but at the end of the season, it didn't matter. You ran through the Summit League tournament, find a way to reach some of the goals that this group had. How much does that add motivation going into next year, or how much does it add just the belief that, hey, no matter where the challenges are, we still as a program can find a way to win?
Yeah, I think it's huge. Obviously, the year before, like 2 years ago, we hadn't won the tournament. So I think it's huge that a lot of us returning have felt that feeling of winning the tournament and how awesome it feels and how much we want to do it again. So I think just we know how much that means to us and how much we want it. So it's working every day. And we've talked a lot about not being complacent and fighting that complacency to not only win the tournament, but also how can we win the regular season and how can we put ourselves in the best position going in if we win the tournament to the NCAA tournament and having a high RPI. So we've talked a lot about it, and it's definitely one of our goals, and we're going to keep working towards it.
You obviously had a connection to the University of South Dakota. How much of that played into you deciding that this was a place for you? And part of that, how would you describe your time here at USD?
Yeah, I think it's been super special. It was obviously growing up, I watched my sister play, and she loved the program and she loved the coaches and the amount of support that the volleyball team receives. And I think that's something that I was looking for to in my recruiting process. So it's been super special. I've been able to create a lot of meaningful relationships with not only people in this program, but also fans and people around the Vermilion community. And that's been super super special. And yeah, it's just been super awesome. My parents are diehard Yote fans. They love it. And yeah, I'm super excited for this year.
Any internal family talks about you trying to reach some of the same milestones that your sister did?
Oh, yeah. We're a competitive family, so that for sure happens. But she supports me, so... Yeah.
She would be happy for you regardless of how things went. What are you in school for? What do you hope to do someday?
Yeah, so I'm studying exercise science, and I'm trying to go to PA school after college. So after my undergrad, I'll apply for physician assistant school and then hope to become a PA.
Was there something that led you down that path, or how did you develop the interest to get into the medical field?
My grandpa was actually a doctor, so originally I thought I wanted to go to med school, and then I was kind of like, well, I don't really want to go to 7 years of school after college, so physician assistant school is a good in between. So that's kind of what led me to that, and I've always had a love for the healthcare and medical field. So yeah,
I know that there's always the focus on volleyball, especially when you're in season, because there's a lot of matches and some of that. Sometimes we need that break from all of it. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to? What's your hobby outside of volleyball?
Gosh, I mean, I love spending time with my roommates. In the summer, I love being outside, whether that's like going on walks or sitting by the pool. But yeah, that's what I would say.
This weekend, off to Connecticut, three more matches for your team against UConn, Colgate, and Ball State. What are you looking forward to in this trip and another opportunity with this team?
Yeah, we're really super excited for this trip. These three teams are really, really good. I think they'll be really good tests for us. I think they're very similar to us. They all three do very well in their conference, and I think they'll push us in more ways, and we're excited to compete really hard again this season and hopefully come away with three wins.
As an athlete, how do you try to handle this short turnaround, right? You play on Sunday in Bozeman, Montana, travel back late, you leave early on Wednesday for a tournament. How do you try to use those 2 days in a way to make sure your bodies are right for another tournament?
Yeah, I think just getting ahead of things and making sure getting proper sleep and seeing our athletic trainer, she's super awesome, and making sure we're doing those things that we feel good going into practice. And that we're ready to compete again this weekend, and just really making sure that we fuel ourselves good, and yeah.
The next two weekends, home sweet home. Mm-hmm. A couple of home tournaments. How nice is it to be able to play some tournaments at home?
Yeah, we're super excited for our home tournaments. We're bringing some really good teams in, and I think there'll, again, be a lot of really good matches that'll push us. And being at home is just so much better. Being able to play in front of our fan base and receive that support, and not having to have the long travel days, it really is super awesome. So we're super excited to be back at home, and we have a couple really big matches, a lot of really good teams coming, so it'll be a fun time. Yeah,
I'm gonna put you in the pep talk hot seat. All right, why should fans come out and watch this team in the SCSC this year?
Yeah, we have a lot of high energy. I think our defense is a really big part of our team this year. We have a lot of good defenders in the front row blocking and in the back row digging balls, and I think that's something that fans love. Fans love to see long rallies, and they love to see high energy plays, and I think that's what our team brings. And we're super competitive, and we want to win, and the games are a lot of fun. So I recommend that people come for sure.
What energizes you more, the big dig, the big kill, the ace serve?
Gosh, I would have to say just being an attacker, I love getting a big swing. But nothing's better than getting a big dig and then on the backside putting it away and getting a big swing. So I think the combination of those two is huge.
Off to a great start to the season. Have a great weekend at UConn. I know three matches, big ones for this team and for you yourself. So have a great weekend and safe travels.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That is Amanda Loschen. She is a junior middle blocker for the Coyote volleyball team. Opened up the season with 12 kills in match number one against Oregon, 11 more against Montana State. in match number two. So she's off to a really good start to the season. And we'll look forward to seeing how it progresses for her and the Coyote volleyball team. Coyote volleyball is back in action this weekend at the UConn tournament. Coyote football heads south to Beaumont, Texas, looking for win number one on the season. The Coyotes will take on the Lamar Cardinals, who are also off to an 0-1 start to the year. Lamar last week lost at North Texas 51-0. Coyotes, of course, that setback at Iowa State. Kickoff Saturday night is set for 6 o'clock. This week I caught up with Harold Mann. He is the play-by-play voice of the Lamar Cardinals, and we talked about the expectations for the program after back-to-back winning seasons for the first time since the 1960s. Harold, the season off to a start, and Lamar set for a home opener. How much excitement is there right now as you get ready for game number one at home this season, and you know, against with two teams that are coming off a loss last week?
John, I tell you what, we're really excited, not only for the home opener, but for playing a quality FCS team. You know, a couple of years ago we had Idaho come in, but usually we don't get this caliber of a team on our non-conference schedule on the FCS level. And with the team coming in here Saturday, South Dakota, you guys are bringing a lot of excitement to our fans, the program, and just to all of the area.
You know, they know how to play, obviously, at home. Last week or last season, you got a win over top 25-ranked Weber State game. Very similar to what we're going to have on Saturday, a little night kickoff down in Beaumont. And I would imagine there's going to be a lot of excitement just for, as you mentioned, the caliber of team and just the opportunity ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the fans, you know, they're going to just look past last week's loss up in North Texas, just one of those things. Murphy's Law, what could go wrong, did go wrong. Of course, you're playing FBF's quality opponent. And I know since coming off back-to-back winning seasons for the first time since the 1960s, the fans are really excited to see this team, both Lamar and South Dakota.
Hey, you mentioned that back-to-back winning seasons for the first time in just decades. What has the building process been like? Obviously, the program was reborn in 2010, but you know, they get this coach in, and he's been trying to build this thing. From your vantage point, what has the building process been like to get to this point of winning seasons? And obviously, the next goal is to make it into the playoffs.
It starts at the top. We have a relatively new president, and Dr. Jaime Taylor, relatively new athletic director, and Jeff O'Malley, and the coaching staff, not only football, but all the coaches. It's just a whole new atmosphere, and there's really a lot of excitement throughout the entire athletic department. And, you know, it goes with football. Football is always the backbone of an athletic department, and I think it starts at the leadership with the president and the athletic director supporting the program the way they do.
You'll remember the matchup a couple of years ago in Vermilion. It got off to a really interesting start, a long drive for Lamar, interception for South Dakota. The return was fumbled. Another long drive. It resulted in like a 20-play drive for a field goal. I think South Dakota only had two possessions in the entire first half outside of running out the clock right before the half. Is that part of the game plan in a matchup like this to try to control the football and control the game?
Oh, exactly. You want to try to keep your defense off the field the best you can. And I think our conditioning is a lot better than it was 2 years ago when we were up there. You might remember, you know, second half, our kids start getting tired. Off-season program, nutrition, there's just so much involved. And I think with our kids, you know, in better shape, going to make an interesting game on Saturday.
Last week against North Texas, a difficult time for the offense to get the ball moving. What did you see out of the offense that they'll try to build upon this week?
Too many pre-snap penalties. Lamar, you know, we had five delay of games, and that's almost unheard of. Sometimes you go the entire season without that, and you know, everybody getting on the same page. And I think that's a big key, and Coach Ross Amato and his staff really working on that this week.
Robert Coleman is the veteran there, the quarterback, and he's really led him here the last couple of years. What do you like about his growth over the last several years as he's tried to build this thing at Lamar?
Confidence. His confidence is way up there, and he's kind of a unique story. He actually thought what we thought was being played is last game in the last game of the year last year over at McNeese State. And then this junior college rule to where you get that extra year. He had left the program, came back. There was questions on availability. It was a scholarship. Someone left during the spring game. And everything fell into place for Robert. He was able to get that last another year of eligibility, which we didn't think he had, and until the junior college rule stepped in.
How does that affect somebody like Aiden McCown, who's played sparingly over the last couple of years, but obviously it's Robert Coleman's opportunity at quarterback, but obviously Aiden McCown, great bloodlines from the NFL, and how has he kind of taken that and just continued to grow in his role so he can eventually take over the reins?
You know, I think what you said, the bloodlines, you know, his father, you know, of course, Josh McCown, who's now the quarterback coach of Minnesota, his older brother's a starting quarterback at UTSA. With Aiden, he's still a learning process. He did not play quarterback until his senior year of high school because his brother's a year older, had to roll. He was a receiver, so he's really still learning the quarterback role, and he's accepting his role right now. So, I mean, he's a good kid and wants to help out any way he can. He'll be ready in case he's called upon.
Handful of these guys played against South Dakota a couple of years ago. When you look at the Lamar offense, who has to play well? Who has to stand out if the Cardinals are going to score points this year?
Offensive line. I mean, the offensive line is bigger for the first time since we brought the program back, or at least several years. We're averaging over 300 pounds up front. And we need a lot out of our running game because the running game has got to improve what we saw last week. And we got a good trio with Major Bowden and Damian Moore and Xavier Coleman, but the offensive line has really got to, you know, step it up this week.
How about that defense for Lamar? What do you see out of them, and who are some of the guys who really got to factor in defensively?
A linebacker, Braden Faulkner. You know, he's one of the mainstays of the defense, as is Christian Pugh. He's a local guy right here out of Beaumont. And we got a lot more height than what we've had in the past at the secondary, and I think that's going to play out well for us.
What are the expectations for this team? We talked about the back-to-back winning seasons, and obviously the playing in a conference that always seems to be competitive in the Southland. Where have the goals been set for this group?
Well, obviously a conference championship. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, obviously Lamar in the Southland would like to be a multi-bid league, and there's a lot of great leagues, as you well know, the one you're in. But just to get a bid into the FCS playoffs, of course, goal one's the conference championship, get into postseason, you know, even if it's in an at-large.
What has allowed Coach Rosamondo to find a way to build this thing back into a winner? And I know people have been waiting for this, right? And those winning seasons, what has allowed him to put the pieces into place here and make this thing go?
It's all attitude. You know, he brings in a strong attitude. He's positive. He does a good job with the kids, but he knows, lets the kids know, basically, you know, coaches, we got to do our job. Players, you got to do your job. And he puts that on the front table saying, you got to do your job if you want to play here. And again, as I mentioned earlier, the leadership on top really helps him out.
Does the excitement, do you feel that building around Beaumont right now and feel like this will be a group that the community gets out and supports well?
Yeah, I really do. You know, I've been around here a long time, including when they revised the program in 2010, and this is probably the most excitement I've seen heading into a season this year than I've seen in the past.
For those Coyote fans who are making the trip down to Beaumont and maybe have never been, where are some good places to be at on Friday night or pregame spots on Saturday?
I tell you what, if you like Cajun food, plenty of places. There's, you know, anywhere from the Papados to Floyd's. You know, and when it comes to Cajun food, there's a lot of good choices here. And, of course, Texas barbecue. We got two or three places in town. But my recommendation for the Kyle fans is get some of that Cajun food. Maybe stop by Floyd's Seafood and check them out. If not, go over to Papados.
All right. We're looking forward to it. Should be a fun trip to Beaumont, Texas. Harold, thanks for the time. Really appreciate you.
I'm John C. See you Saturday.
That is Harold Mann. He is the play-by-play voice of the Lamar Cardinals down in Beaumont, Texas. Coyotes and Cardinals kickoff 6 o'clock Saturday night from Beaumont, Texas. All right, that's going to wrap things up for us here in this week's episode of the Yokecast podcast. Let's take a look at what is going on in Coyote Athletics before we officially wrap it up. Thursday night, Coyote Volleyball is set to open up the UConn tournament against the hosts, UConn Huskies. That is in Storrs, Connecticut, with a start time of 5 o'clock Central Time. Then on Friday night, the volleyball team will take on Colgate, 6 o'clock Central Time, start time against Colgate. And then cross country opens up its season in Omaha in an event hosted by Creighton, the Platte River Rumble Gold. On Saturday, volleyball wraps up their competition at the UConn Challenge. They'll take on Ball State 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning. Softball team is set for a fall ball matchup with Midland at 11 a.m. in Vermilion. And then, of course, football takes on the Lamar Cardinals, 6 p.m. kickoff in Beaumont, Texas. Our pregame coverage on the Coyote Sports Network is set to get underway at 5 o'clock. You can listen to it all on the Coyote Sports Network. The game also available on ESPN Plus. Sunday, women's golf back in action. They'll be in Normal, Illinois for the Redbird Invitational. And Sunday morning, women's soccer is set to take on Central Michigan at 10:30 a.m. at the soccer complex. Monday, as we look into next week, the women's golf team will wrap up play at the Redbird Invitational. Men's golf will get underway at the Wildcat Invite in Manhattan, Kansas. That is set for Monday and Tuesday. And then next Wednesday, the 10th, softball is set to host Augustana in another fall ball matchup. And then don't forget, next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the volleyball team is at home as they host the Coyote Invitational. And next Saturday, it is the football home opener against Northern Colorado. So a lot of things going on. Get your tickets at goyotes.com for anything that requires a ticket. Hope you can catch a game, match, or meet very, very soon and cheer on the Yotes. Results are always available at goyotes.com. That's it for me. I'm John Thayer. Have yourself a tremendous weekend. As always, stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to Yotecast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.